Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Jordan Breyer, the King. And today I'm going to talk about Bradley Beal going to the Phoenix Suns. It's about time, I guess. And you also have AEW Collision along with Wyndham Clark and other topics. So we'll get to all that and much more. But I want to quickly say that did a recent NBA mock draft up on our YouTube page, which you can check out exclusively on our YouTube page. We are now under at Sports Kingdom US, and you can find us there for all types of media, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're on tons of platforms, including sportskingdomus.com now. So hope you guys nonetheless enjoyed today's show. You can call into the show by dialing the 563 number you see above on your screen. And we're also live on Twitter as of right now, as well as soon to be sportskingdomus.com and other platforms. You can now get our live media feed player exclusively on Twitter and wherever you may be. So as I see here, Suns are already being touted favorites to compete alongside Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant. Now, I think it was definitely worth checking out Bobby Marks, who doesn't really get much praise over ESPN, but happens to be a contract guru, so to speak, and he pointed out that a lot of Phoenix Suns players basically now are going to be under early level exceptions considering the new move of Bradley Beal. You figure Jock Landale to me could be a starter down the line, even though he's early into his career. I think he could eventually be a starter mid-level to early level, as Bobby Marks has pointed out. And then for some of the rest, they're likely going to see the early level exception. We're going to see the Phoenix Suns eventually go out and pick up some positions of need. I think first position they got to go to is point guard. I think Bradley Beal could really much serve well off the bench and play a lot of minutes, coming off the bench alongside Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. I just don't think putting him into the starting lineup right away is going to extremely work out when you consider that Bradley Beal just, I think, could definitely use the ball in his hand for at least a good 15 minutes at least during the game, possibly more, but I'm assuming the Suns want to expand upon Devin Booker's potential, the potential they see in Devin Booker. I'm not necessarily ever been a fan every time I've come on here. I've never quite been a fan of Devin Booker, especially when it comes to his ball handling. He can certainly score, but then again, I think there's only a certain level Devin Booker's game reaches, and that's basically scoring the ball tremendously well. You could argue, yeah, he's playing with Kevin Durant and now Bradley Beal, but I think he's just the type of player that I really feel everyone asked is, does the fact that the Suns omissed on Luka Doncic and then along with some other stars the Suns failed to at least reach the good potential and expectations of Devin Booker. I could be wrong, but I necessarily think that Devin Booker is just having the type of career right now that he just may very well lead, I think, the Suns down the drain, if you want to ask me. I think his potential only goes beyond further than what the Suns can accomplish with other than superstars, as you want to mention, Kevin Durant and now Bradley Beal. And I think, really, the whole difference maker in all this is DeAndre Ayton. I mean, if the Suns can re-sign DeAndre Ayton, which I seem to find unlikely at this point, I really think DeAndre Ayton's the huge factor here. If he can really come into his own and, I mean, try to at least become as close on the level, or if not better, if it really helped out, if DeAndre Ayton, in my opinion, were to stand out better than Devin Booker, then I think odds are the Suns, yes, can, as ESPN's would point out all this morning, be favorites to go all the way back to win the NBA, appear at the NBA Finals and win this time. You know, I don't think just want to appear at the NBA Finals, which I think the Suns are plotting out to accomplish and lose with Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant, of course, never been able to do an OKC one in Golden State for, I think, many reasons other than that he played his role extremely well with Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and so on. Things obviously didn't pan out in Brooklyn. So now he's in Phoenix along with Bradley Beal, and I think Kevin Durant has an opportunity to redeem my expectations of him. Along with Bradley Beal. Beal, I think, who's going to arguably become the sole main guy of this whole entire plot with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, others. Don't forget, too, now it's a different front office. Some guy under the name of Stein, agent and CEO, along with his brother. So two brothers in connection with Bradley Beal. CEO, agent of Bradley Beal, and now CEO of Bradley Beal, two individuals with ties with Bradley Beal, and so with a different front office, different owner, it's very well likely that the Suns are maybe not as, I'd say, maybe not doing as much yet as they've only started. They've got the NBA draft ahead, but yeah, so far I'll say things could change. Things could change. Because yet again, it's only been pretty early, so I'd really like to see, in other words, the Suns. Despite the fact that I'm not too much of a fan of what's transpired the past couple years, I think the Suns really still have a chance to go out, continue on compiling as many draft picks possible, maybe except the fact that the Suns gave up two second rounders to Washington, which we'll get to in a sec, Washington. But Bradley Beal, was used to playing with younger talent in Washington. Now, I'm not quite sure. I think time's gonna really tell if the pace really starts to slow or quicken with Bradley Beal on the court. And that's why, I mean, yet again, really at this point, it's all about a matter of just going out, surround some younger talent alongside Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. I don't think it's going to be quite next year necessarily they reach the NBA Finals, but maybe within at least 2 years they can go again, pick up some draft picks. And also, I think what mentioned the mid-level and early exception value, I think try to find someone at least who you can find at the minimum to slot in at point guard, be a solid veteran point guard at best. I think they very much need a solid veteran point guard at best. If it's Ish Smith or whomever out there that is even a tweener between starting and bench role. So yet again, Phoenix Suns trade for Bradley Beal. This happened to be on Father's Day, which I wish everyone happy Father's Day, but it was 4:30 in the afternoon from where I was sitting, and I just get the news, and I didn't get the news right away because I have my phone somewhere else, but I just pop open YouTube and I see Phoenix Sports talking about Bradley Beal going to the Phoenix Suns. And I think the Phoenix Suns fans guys certainly feel excited. I mean, I certainly feel excited. I mean, Bradley Beal, someone still in his prime, can bring definitely some market value over there to Phoenix. But I really just question how this trio is all going to work out, especially with how Devin Booker has been received over the recent years now. I feel being most somewhat responsible of Mikal Bridges and and others leaving. You add in the fact that Kevin Durant just, I have gone on record saying, has had his issues with players in the past. I mean, is this team as better as the team I saw with Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion, and some really, really good talent on that team? Leandro Barbosa, Boris Diaw, Josh Johnson. They definitely let go of some really good players, and I think that may just be the whole turning point of what's going on here in Phoenix right now with Bradley Beal and company. Do you think Bradley Beal wanted to go to Phoenix? Maybe I'll plot that poll out for you on our Instagram page, and including Facebook, have much more stuff later on. Bradley Beal, wish we had our site revamped, but would consider writing an article for this matter on it possibly as well. Although, as I can say right now, Bradley Beal is a Phoenix Sun, and I can only hope things go well for Bradley Beal. As for Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, I really feel they've gotten their opportunities cracking at what should have very well been NBA final victories for them in the past, but now they go forward without some key players, along with Chris Paul, who's now headed to Washington. Washington reportedly acquiring Chris Paul, which is quite surprising, especially from the get-go. But there's now reports that Chris Paul may be redirected, head right back to Los Angeles this time. Not the Lakers, but the Clippers. The Clippers reportedly having a hand. Reportedly having a hand in Chris Paul. Previously having previous interests and stocked up value in Chris Paul, with Chris Paul previously before being a Clipper. And I mean, I think the Clippers could make a move for Chris Paul, but really, I don't know what the Clippers may be thinking at this point. They, I think, need to possibly, if you think about their roster, upper echelon of their roster is full veterans such as Marcus Morris, Bradley Beal, who came off one of their worst seasons, and then Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. They don't really have really younger players, for example, who are amongst those top paid players on the Clippers payroll. So I'd really see it that the Clippers could very well possibly try at least trade for someone a little younger than Chris Paul, or just really, if I were the Clippers, I'd opt for the draft. I'd consider many options possible alongside players such as Trey Mann, Zubac possibly, and I mean, I think they were most promising when Blake Griffin first became a Clipper back in 2009 and catapulted the Clippers to many postseason appearances, even one-time defeat in the San Antonio Spurs in the postseason with Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and Chris Paul at the time. I just don't think it's going to work out necessarily again with Chris Paul, a hobbled Kawhi Leonard, and then Paul George coming off one of his best seasons, I feel, at least in a Clippers uniform. And I think really Clippers can take advantage of trading players like Paul George, I've heard reports that the Sixers may trade Tobias Harris 1-year deal for Eric Gordon and Marcus Morris. So you start to just end with that standpoint there, and the Clippers could very much establish a younger team and then bring back Chris Paul. But like I said, Chris Paul is, according to reports, supposed to be going to the Clippers very well. Was on Good Morning America, whatever show on throughout the morning, and it's just then Draymond Green declined player option for next season. I can't confirm. It just came up. Draymond Green declining player option. Now, what if Simon Draymond Green joined the Clippers? But then again, I don't think players like Draymond Green would want to join Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. I think, interestingly enough, Draymond Green may be looking for a new contract with the Golden State Warriors, or I know at this point, what figures? You tell me, though. You can call in 563-999-3522. Again, 563-999-3522. And so, Chris Paul, in the meantime, is a Washington Wizard. I don't think the Washington Wizards made the best move, as most people are saying right now. The Wizards just, I think, found the best value they could possibly get this year. But I mean, if you think about it, people probably say they could have gotten better trade value considering that players players such as Chris Paul and even Bradley Beal could have got better value way before. And in terms of themselves now, I just think, yeah, hopefully Wizards trade Kristaps Porzingis. Get a third overall pick, possibly, as rumored, and with Chris Paul, just try and continue and get better draft options. And so, so I say draft options, NBA draft that's this week, and yeah, could look forward to it more, even though the Sixers, yeah, without a draft pick. This coming week, and you've seen, if you think about the Wizards' second round picks, the NBA have brought in and drafted some players over the years, such as Draymond Green and Nikola Jokic being some notable second round picks throughout the past couple decades. And yeah, you know, I definitely see some good second round picks this year, and I think Draymond Green, you know, definitely at that point in his career, has to lead on the next generation of talent a step further. And I think that even though now I don't see him likely to play as well as, say, Stephen Curry past his prime. And so I do think Draymond Green is going to re-sign with the Warriors, but could be wrong. If I'm possibly wrong, I think I don't know. Maybe the Milwaukee Bucks. Should be very interesting that yeah, I mentioned, I don't think this is going to be a long show today, but you got Wyndham Clark. He won the U.S. Open. It was Father's Day, but it was more of a nice Mother's Day gift, I'd say, for Wyndham Clark to very much go out, win the U.S. Open, never go past fifth ranking in any major, and went for his Bob. Ricky Fowler was in the lead for the most part of the U.S. Open, but Wyndham Clark having to finish a huge day with under 10 par. And went on the very first event. PGA and LIV have merged, and going on to rewrite history as just what he's done individually with what PGA and LIV have done to rewrite history recently as well. I would say it's a huge accomplishment for him that he individually won it, and did for his mom, you know. So hopefully Clark continues to stay poised and win many more majors to come. Although the last topic I had today was AEW Collision, and boy, what a game that was. Game of I guess you know, I really don't know what I'm saying. AEW Collision was, I guess, all right. Kept me on the dial for most of the show, and I caught the main event. Biggest match of the night, and CM Punk is expected to Dynamite next weekend. I think CM Punk will hopefully deliver yet again at Dynamite, and really not cause really I wouldn't say cause, just hopefully, you know, at some point AEW can just really put whatever they can to decide if they want to strive and, you know, sell more tickets for All In. You know, All In hasn't been sold out yet, and I just think with the attendance lately, things have to I mean, really, it's if I'm being honest, it's a disgusting situation, and uh I said it'd be an interesting summer for AEW, but then again, I really, for the most part, don't want to say much else about it. I don't think the Elite honestly are gonna be in AEW for much long, considering that they're not even expected to be at Dynamite next week, and so really all you could do is look at what else is going on in wrestling right now, and you know, when CM Punk came out essentially and gave his promo, I mean, right then and there, I kind of knew, and I think other people knew as well that, like, oh yeah, this was pretty ugly backstage between the Elite and him, and now it's really, I think, that's really shaking the viewer, especially with me. Like, I just don't. I don't think it's still great what AEW is doing. I think there's so many cooks in the kitchen backstage, and they just need to really do something, because In the end, I really don't think you could do it all alone, as this about does it. For Sports Kingdom, again, was more intrigued by the happenings of yesterday. We'll be back on for some more.